It's Monday morning on Daily Delivery. Michael Rand here, Patrick Royce with me as usual. Patrick, we got a lot to get to today. Well, some twin stuff, a lot of twin stuff, actually, as we were just kind of cycling through all the stuff before we start recording, which probably people should know that the best stuff comes before we record. No, I'm just kidding. The best stuff comes after we start recording, of course. But
yes, it does.
The twin stuff, maybe a little PWHL talk towards in the show. But we're going to start with the Timberwolves, Patrick. They win Saturday in impressive fashion. Again, that's 5 in a row in the postseason. They haven't lost yet. Game 2 tonight in Denver, where I imagine they will take Denver's best game, just like Phoenix tried to give them their best game, probably in Game 4 when it got to desperation time. Because Denver's got to know, lose this game, they are in a world of trouble. And Patrick, I got to be honest, for more than half of that game on Saturday, I was just looking out on the court and I was like, Wolves seem like the better of the two teams right now. I don't know if that's going to stand for 6, 7, however many games this thing's going to go, but that is how it felt for a while in that game. What's your impression of where we are right now?
I got to admit to you that Saturday I was at the Twins game, and then I had a granddaughter's hockey. I had to go out and do some granddaughter's hockey duty, so I spent a lot of time listening on the radio. I watched the replay last night to take it in fully on television. And yes, the second half was a pretty well the third. They've been the third quarter titans here, the Timberwolves, and that was the case again. First half, Ant was the only guy who showed up, really. And I mean, Towns battled a little bit, but and then in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, they were the best team. Jokic and they beat Denver with Jokic playing pretty well too. He didn't get his usual quota of rebounds, which he's not going to, I wouldn't think, in this series with Gobert and Towns and the way this team rebounds. And Ant has really become a rebounder. But when you look at it, I'm not sure the Timberwolves played any close to their best, and they still look like the better team. Because, I mean, Edwards isn't going to be any better than that. But McDaniels, now he was playing great defense, chasing Murray around and stuff like that, but he scored 0.
Right.
I think Rudy had 6. Conley hit some huge shots the second half after not doing anything in the first half. But you look at it now, and it's gonna go down to the wire. Hopefully, you can finish him off in 6. You don't have to go out and try to beat him in 7. But it is amazing. We're used to hearing from the fans that we aren't being treated fairly by the TV announcers, the national TV announcers that have some of Minnesota. Reggie Miller was fantastic praising the Timberwolves, and then the whole crew was, and you know, they have awoken the nation, and a lot of neutral observers are saying they're giving this team credit for being young. I think basically because of Ant and McDaniels, but the nation has awoken to the Timberwolves here, and they're getting praised to the point that if anybody feels bad, it would be Denver. We're the defending champs in that, but. You explain the NBA to me, though. We played Saturday, and we're going to have to play again tonight, and then we don't play till Friday. Isn't that right? They don't play till Friday?
It's got to be right? TV. So I'm sure it's
what
TV.
What is that? Do
I'm
we
sure
have a
it's
concert
TV.
on Thursday or something?
I don't know. I'm sure it's TV. I'm
well,
sure
maybe
it's
they, maybe
other,
they got a...
other, con- other yeah, arena availability. But, yeah, it's the 3 days off. Denver to Minnesota does not take 3 days. They're not taking like a covered wagon here or something to travel. They're taking nice luxury airliners to get here. So I don't think they need all of that travel time. I'm sure it's got something to do with arena availability and TV and how they want the games to stack up. But yeah, it's amazing. That much time off between is going to be kind of hard to fathom. But yeah, it's just that first game. It was. If that's the version of Jamal Murray Denver's going to get, Denver's in trouble, because that was he's not himself right now, and he's not 100% healthy.
And I think that the Timberwolves also, I was surprised how much McDaniels guarded him, weren't you?
Yes, I
I didn't
was.
think they'd do it that way, but he, you saw him chasing him all over. Not, he didn't guard him like constantly, but when he guarded him a lot and pressed him up the court a few times too, which was interesting that McDaniels was,
Yeah.
picking him up really early and trying to hound him. And they were, Jokic, they did as good as you can. They're going to, he's going to get away with banging you, and you're going to have a hard time banging him back because they protect him pretty good. But I he can shoot those threes all he wants to. That's fine with me. I'd rather have him out there.
Yeah.
What do you go, 2 for 9, something like that, 2 for 8 or something on threes. So, let him throw the threes up. But he is a, as I've said before, the most unique basketball player of my lifetime,
Yes.
and he is good. It'll. I mean, that was the definition of a war in
Oh,
the
yeah.
NBA. That game, that second half, that was the definition of NBA playoff basketball at its best. Reggie Miller said, "If we're going to give us 7 of these," he said. I
Yes.
mean, he was very, and Reggie wasn't known as the most physical player in the
No.
world, but. But he was, I mean, they were the, as I said, this team is a, has become a national phenomenon right now. And with the idea, I also like the facts that the fans were saying, oh, the refereeing was terrible. They want Denver to win. Why do they want Denver to win? But
No.
it's not like, it's that we're going to have, where's Jokic from? I keep forgetting. Where's he from? Which European country is he from?
Serbia? I can't remember.
We want better ratings. We want better TV ratings in Serbia. Is that why
Right.
we want them to win? What is wrong with you morons? They don't care who wins this game. The ant has become must-watch TV
Yes, I was gonna
nationally
say,
right now.
yes, they want him to
So
be the face of the league. If anything, they want the Wolves to win.
and so they're not going to they're not going to go out of their way. I think a lot of people saw the ant getting the technical and thought somehow that that was, and Reggie Miller went nuts when they called the T on Reggie on ant for staring down
Right, Reggie
whether it
Jackson.
was it,
Yeah.
Reg, yeah Reggie Jackson, and then they got let and they let then they let Murray away with pulling out the
Right.
pistols, which was
Right.
really, really stupid, but. You get some inconsistency because it's an impossible game to referee, but
Yes.
I thought I don't think that the Timberwolves in any way got a bad
No,
shake
I
on
don't think so.
Saturday's game.
No, I don't either. I feel like to Gobert's defense, and obviously just having all of the 7-footers they have to throw at Jokic, but the fact that Gobert a couple times, I feel like in the second half, including one really big possession in the fourth quarter, that he can defend that somehow defend that lob from
Yes.
Jokic to Gordon. I think it's Jokic to Gordon. That's
Yes.
just that short lob that just seems like it's automatic for Denver, that he swatted one of those away and it became a turnover.
Yes.
Denver's gonna have to rethink some things. I'm sure they will. I mean, Denver's such a good team. They're well coached.
Well,
They will adjust. They will, Jokic probably shoot more, 8-footers instead of trying to lob that thing to Gordon. But the fact that you
yeah.
can defend that and defending an undefendable play will mess with another team.
Yes, and that has been actually that's what, when you watch him play, it's the he could either shoot that thing flat-footed or throw the lob, and he loves to throw that, as you just pointed out. All of I've watched him this year, I can't remember anybody taking that away from him. The
No.
fact that they shoot so much, the fact that they shoot so many layups off his passes is amazing. And
Yes.
if you take that away, and they were Finchie might have had a few day couple days off to get his knee fixed, but their preparation, the coaching preparation for this game was tremendous,
Yes.
I thought, defensively, didn't you?
Yeah, I
It
did.
is amazing. You always say this is the best defensive team in the NBA, and it was statistically, but it is kind of incredible to see actual defense,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
that there's a really good defensive plan. And now that we have There was only contact was marginal. Now that they've defined half the contact as marginal, which is kind of a new term, that they're so basically what they're admitting is you can foul now.
Yeah, you
It's
can foul a
just,
little bit. Just a
yeah,
little
you can
bit.
foul. It's marginal contact, but
Yeah.
they're even going to overrule it. But it's now all their decisions on those replays come from New York, though, right?
Yeah,
The guys
New
go over
Jersey,
there and
tech, I
look at
believe,
the
yes.
video, New Jersey,
Yeah,
whatever it is.
I know. Yes.
Yeah, but that's it is. I like the way the game's being officiated now that you
Yeah.
can bang each other a little. But they do. You got a 310-pound center, and you let him get that shoulder into a guy, yes, and bang him. And I don't know how hard. I don't know what the cutoff is on when a left tackle runs into you. That is it. This is it. Is what's permissible and what's not, and I
Right.
don't think the officials know either. Because hey, the one thing in the officials' defense is they're officiating a game that's impossible to officiate. Okay, we gotta have that. We gotta know that. So
Yeah.
anyway.
Yeah. I mean, if they, we'll see what happens tonight, because I feel like Denver, this will be their best shot. They kind of took, I mean, I don't think they were surprised by Saturday and what the Wolves brought, but I think that got their attention maybe in a way that you don't before you've lost a game. But the way the Wolves are playing right now, you have to look at this and say, this is a team that can go to the NBA Finals at the very, I it's it,
Yeah.
they're just they're playing that well. And I did not I that was not my impression going into the playoffs. So, we had the, they were I just didn't think they were great for the last month and a half, 2 months of the season. And then they found this gear, they got some rest, they found this gear, got some confidence against Phoenix, and now you look at it, you have to say this is a team that could, I'm not saying they're favored to come out of the West now, because Denver's still the, I'm saying, I'm sure the favorite in this series, even down 1-0. But you win this series, and I like their chances against whoever they play in the next series too. Like, and that's, I don't know. This is a team that could, they could go to the, this is a team that can go to the finals, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Patrick.
Yeah, they could. There's there's no doubt about that. The thing about it, yeah, Denver was 4.5, I think, weren't they? Which
Yes, for the game,
is
yes.
just a touch high. And then I saw that in the middle of the third quarter they were 5.5. Or going into the second half, the point spread had gone up to 5.5. So people were still expecting the Denver to handle them. But you look at Denver and they didn't really play that well in a Lakers series. So
No.
they went five games against an okay Laker team, but not a great one. And the Lakers were able to play physical with them too, which was kind of odd to say the least. So and they don't have depth. They're missing a couple of their what guys that were on the bench for them last year. They let them
Yeah.
go and they're not as deep as they were last year. And then, the Timberwolves, the NBA now is if you got eight usable guys, you got depth
In the
because of the cap.
playoffs,
And the Timberwolves got depth because they got, Nas won the fourth quarter. And
yes.
everybody was saying, boy, banked that one. He went crazy. He'd already done a couple of big things in that period before he banked the one in.
Right.
So I mean, he was great, and after not doing anything, but he just having that extra body, when Cat gets his three, four fouls, you got a guy that can light for him, right? I
Yeah.
mean, that's how many teams in the league have the third big guy? Not many, buddy. Not many. So that's a big advantage.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight again. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
Denver makes some adjustments, things like that. They'll give them their best game, then they'll have 3 days to think about it, and I don't know. It feels like it's setting up for a classic series. And I think, I don't know where I saw this, but I think like six out of the seven games in this series are on the same dates as that Wolves Kings series from 20 years ago, including Game 7 would be on the same date. So, kind of tracking towards a pretty, it could be tracking towards a memorable series at this point. It has that feel to it.
Well, if anybody from the Timberwolves promises to bring an Uzi and stuff, then it probably gets suspended. So you better watch your pregame quotes from
Right.
that the NBA. We're all more sensitive to that than we were back then. Although KJ took a lot of heat too, but yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun, and it's I don't care what anybody says. A good grueling NBA playoff game between two evenly matched teams, even when it drags out and the stupid replays stretch it out another 8 minutes at the end of the game, it's as good as it gets right now.
And I'm enjoying the interplay between Chris Finch and Mike Anori too. The kind of little
Yeah.
jabs, the one-liners, and just the fact that they're making this work with their head coach, like sitting in the second row with that right after knee surgery. It's winning game one kind of turned that into a less of a storyline, but it's a funny little thing right now.
How come Norrie left Denver? Is it Calvin Booth wanted him to leave
I don't
Denver, or
know.
what?
I don't
Did
know.
Donald
Yeah, he was
Goin
there.
hire? Did they make him did they make him the top assistant, and he
Maybe that's
wasn't in
it.
Denver or something? I don't know how that works, but
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
and Reggie, I know, was kind of giving all the credit to Norrie coaching there on the sideline, but it's a. I don't think we've figured out the dynamic yet, have we? That what's going
No.
on. And of course, I don't think they have either, because
No,
it's
it's brand new.
such a unique situation.
But I like when Nori
Norrie
said,
seems like a cool guy to have, though, too.
well, and he's just cracking people up the other day when he said all the plays that he called were the ones that got buckets, and all the ones that Finch called were the ones that didn't work. He was just
Yeah,
joking, but
that's right.
they can give each other a little bit of a hard time.
And Malone's a lifer too, isn't he,
Oh yeah.
though? I mean, he's a beat up old basketball coach who's been through the wars, and there's nothing else in his head except basketball, just like Finch, and just
And
like the
Tibbs,
other
our guy Tibbs got out of the first
kids.
round. They
Yeah,
tried to kick it away in game five.
after
That game
game
five was
five
whew.
was brutal. And then I watched Tibbs's post game after game six,
Okay.
and he was even cracking wise once in a
Really?
while, but talk about playing minutes. My God,
Oh
they
yeah.
were, I think,
Brunson,
Defoe said so
a newbie, yeah.
in that overtime game. I think DiVincenzo played 52, I
Oh,
think,
geez. Yeah.
Brunson 47 or something.
That's amazing.
But probably saved his job. If he doesn't get out of the first round, he probably gets fired. I wouldn't be surprised, so.
Let's move on to the Twins, Patrick. They
Yeah, it was fun.
the streak is over, 12 games. You pointed out the other day the long streak back in 1980, which kind of came out of nowhere. This one came out of nowhere. It was 2 weeks ago, Patrick, that we ripped them so
Oh,
bad
God.
that I felt a little bad. I felt a little sheepish almost, but they were 7-13 at that point. Then they reel off
Oh,
12 in a row.
batting 195 at
Yes,
that point,
they
and
were
then
bad.
they hit like 350 during this thing or
Yes.
something. And but I'm laying on the couch watching yesterday. I didn't go to the game because we had Jim Suva in there with the Bobby Nightingale, and they load the bases with no outs in the second inning, don't score, and you right away you're saying, this isn't the way it's been done during the
No.
12 game losing streak.
12 game
And
winning streak,
it
yeah.
wasn't either a 12 game winning streak. Joe Ryan looked great early, but then they got a, that they left him on base, and then he served up his traditional home run. And yeah, they got knocked around, and big loss too, losing Brock Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was almost predictable because the same thing happened to him last year. But last year, I didn't realize he missed 3 months last year. I
Yeah.
knew he missed, I thought it was like two. But you take him out of that bullpen and put Cody Funderburk in it, and he gets up four or five runs. So yeah, they now Boston's not much of a hitting team.
Correct.
So they held them down Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. But now you got that Seattle bunch coming to town with great starting pitching. So,
Yeah.
it's, but it's, hey, it did rescue the season. It got people interested to some degree again. Everybody's mad about the TV situation,
Yes.
but they played better then. During that series, than there during that run, and I thought it was. I mean, Willie Castro was an offensive machine. All of a sudden, Ryan Jeffers is Ryan Jeffers is going to be the first guy in Twins history to be the most improved twin in back-to-back seasons. I mean, it's amazing. Can you imagine him 3, 4 years ago hitting either 1, 2, or 3 for you in the
No,
lineup like he is
no.
now? And he's in there every day, even when he's not catching.
Right.
Guardy would this would give Guardy a nervous
Oh
breakdown,
yeah,
though.
we'd get a third catcher up
Having
here.
both his catch,
They'd have to get a
having
third
both
catcher
his
up here.
catchers in the lineup. Yeah, he'd have to have. Maybe he'd have a third catcher, and he'll say we could use him as our mop-up reliever if we're
Right.
getting beat. You know,
Bring
so
back the Tortuga.
it
Bring back
was.
the Tortuga.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was some reference to our beloved Williams Astudillo being the last one to do something positive, but I can't remember what it was. But either Phil or Bobby Nightingale had it in the in their game story or in one of their notebooks the other day. But I wonder where he is. I know he's not in the big leagues right now, but he's certainly missed. He was more fun than the circus, man. He was great.
No,
So.
he was great. Yeah, I've for people pop into my head at some point. Baseball's perfect for that. And I think I looked him up a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what he's doing right now, but he was a unique player. He came up and then he never struck out, right? He came up and it was like 3,000
Yeah.
professional at
Oh,
bats. He struck out like 12, 20 times.
that's
It
because
was
he swings at the first thing he could reach every at bat. You know,
yes.
it was my first time he ever played. It was center field in Wrigley Field when it
That's
was
right.
100 degrees on a
Oh gosh.
Saturday, and they had three guys. I was down there. They had three guys leave with the heat. That was one of the worst weekends of my life. It's 100 degrees in Chicago, and I talked the wife into taking the train, and took us 8.5 hours to get there, and she threatened to divorce me. And I had to return tickets on the train, and I had to just throw them away and take their fly back because they wouldn't have. They would have been all over. The marriage would have been all over if we got back on that train again. So that was a horrible weekend. You go to Wrigley thinking you're gonna have a good time, and it's 105. You know, it was unbelievable.
What was so bad about the train? Is it just takes too long? Is
Takes
boring?
forever. It's
Yeah.
unbelievable. 8.5 hours, and they stopped to let freight trains by for like 45 minutes. We were. I wrote a blog about it. I posted it the other day,
Yeah.
and it was pretty funny. I was about, you know, you're out in the brush for 45 minutes
Yeah.
because there's some train in Red Wing that hasn't gotten down here yet. It's, you know, you're the train's an hour late, and it's still 100 miles away from the St. Paul Depot. You know, you made a bad mistake. I'll tell you that. You couldn't
Yeah.
get me on one of those trains again if you gave me $10,000, for God's sakes. Anyway, it's yeah, the Twins, though, it's you know, we lost Buxton here and nobody's
Yep.
surprised, and it's and they're trying to make it sound, and yeah, I don't know, this time it doesn't seem like it's as serious as it's been, but
Right.
it's almost as if they expected that every once in a while, they're going to have to shut him down here for a
Yeah.
while. And, you know, when the knee starts barking, and then, but when they put him back, they're going to put him back in center field because they know the DH thing doesn't work. That
Right.
was proven. That was demonstrated rather emphatically last year that it
Yes.
doesn't work for him because he's not the hitter he was, and I don't
No.
think he ever will be. So.
You pointed out the other day too that this winning streak of 12, throughout Twins history, obviously the most famous one is the 15 gamer that came in 1991. It predated, kind of jump started their World Series season. But some of these other long streaks, like early on in the streak when they was like getting up to five, six, seven games, and people started writing about it, and it was like, the first 8-game streak since 2011. And I was like, 2011, they lost 99 games that year. And then you
Yeah.
wrote the other day about the 1980 streak where they won,
Yeah.
that was the last 12 gamer, right? And that team
That
was no
and
good
that
either, right? It was the end of a
that's
bad
all
season.
they were bad, yeah. But the that was the Twins record in Minnesota, you know, the Twins record till 1991. 12,
Yes.
the 12 in 1980 was the record. And Yeah, that was a team that was so bad. Mock quit. He,
Yes.
August 24th, they offered him a contract extension. He turned it down and he resigned instead and went back to Palm Springs. And, and they, Johnny Gorrell, who, nice guy, most one of the most ill-equipped guys for handling big league managing, not because the on-field decisions, but he couldn't handle all the rest of it
Sure.
completely. He was such a shy guy. And but they all of a sudden they win 12 in a row, and that was a team that John Castino won the triple crown with 13 home runs and 64 RBIs and a 302 batting average. But the power figures were unbelievable.
13 homers.
I saw Falvey and Rocco in the office when I was walking by after doing the post game stuff
Yeah.
on Saturday, and I said, "Well, you've now equaled one of the worst teams in Twins history for 12 games in a row. So don't get too cocky here." So, anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of just the pure, saving of a season, if it felt like the season was just
Yeah.
going off the rails, right? Like
Oh,
when they were
my
7-13, when they just seemed legitimately
God.
bad, and now they're, of course, what, 19-14 it would be, and everything feels like, okay, I still don't know how good they are, but I know they're not, they're not just going to be irrelevant for 5 months of the year at least.
No, they're really short of starting pitching. No, I mean they're
Yes.
gonna have to. They're sitting up. God loves Simeon Woods Richardson. He's not a big league starter. He just, what, the other day he pitches and he had three swings and misses or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. That
he
was,
just
yeah.
doesn't have pitches that can get by people.
Yep.
And his fastball 93 and at maximum, and not great command. And then this Festa, who they were thinking they had on the way,
Yeah.
got clobbered yesterday
Did he? I didn't see
in
that.
St. Paul. So they really don't have a fifth starter of any. My prediction is we're not going to get Willens Astudillo back, but the Dauber will make three or four starts for the
Whoa.
Twins this year. We
Wow.
will see the Dauber again before the year's
Wow.
over. That's what we'll see. And that, try to dazzle him with the sinker ball. The greatest, we just got to hope the Dauber doesn't pitch too good, because then you're going to have to extend his contract beyond 2027. It's now through 2027. Do you know that they have two options on that
Yes.
contract?
Yes.
They could keep him secure until 2029.
That's amazing.
God love the Dauber. He turned pitching good for four games into an endless contract. It was
Right?
amazing. Yeah. So
It
how
is
about
amazing.
the other thing though? Have you seen the way Sonny Gray is pitching in St. Louis?
Yes. He's been pretty good. Pretty
If you
good.
had that to do over again, oof,
Yeah.
it was not. If you could have said to him at the end of the season, "We'll give you 3 years at 65," you think he would have taken it? That would have been.
I don't know. He might have. He seemed to like it here, but he also seems to like. Yeah, I think he was ready to cash in one more big contract. But yeah, that would have been.
Oh, that's well, it's the first time he'd ever been a free agent.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I don't know. He seemed like he was just kind of. He was destined for it. I think he knew they weren't in the spot to re-sign him. But that was the story of the offseason. It was they didn't go get any starting pitching. DeSclafani was billed as the
That
guy they got, but they knew, right? They knew that
yeah.
that wasn't going to be it. And there's just nothing there. There's nothing there.
Well, and they don't have a, they'd have to, and there's not pitching floating around either.
No.
So, I mean, they're not really, they're going to have to find one somewhere in the system. They were hoping for Canarino. Now they probably would have had to have him pitch half a year and the minors to be ready to pitch, but he broke down again, so you're never going to see him here the way it looks. So it's yeah, it's a thin starting pitching situation, and I would guess Louis Varlin will be back if he pitches the two decent games in AAA,
Right.
and because Simeon Woods Richardson has just not got big league starter stuff. He can pitch out of your bullpen, but I just don't see him being able to give you more than 3 2/3 or something. You know what? Maybe Chris Archer's out there someplace. Is he still?
Chris
Is he? Did he
Archer?
quit?
I don't
Yeah, go
think
back to
so.
him for that.
Dylan
Go
Bundy.
back for him to that for that stout 3 2/3
Oh,
innings.
geez.
What a deal.
Maybe Comcast and Bally's could get a new deal going where they only show the games where the pictures that you want to see are on.
Yeah, something. What a deal that is. That's just more horrible PR. And the fact is, more than any other sports, baseball's audience is based on people who are older, you
Yes.
know, and the people who are older have cable.
Yes.
They still have Comcast. I mean, I switched about 4 years ago. But just because it got ungodly priced, and now with all the apps my wife's got, I probably spending more money than I did when I
Right.
had cable. But you know that they're really this is people outstate Minnesota. I don't think there's many people who are still watching it, right? Because they, you
No.
know, not only Comcast, but I think what. They got deals with a couple of the cable companies, the smaller ones, right? But
Well,
they
Charter and
still have.
Cox they got, but those aren't the big
Yeah.
ones here. I think Midco,
No,
I saw
no.
Midco, people were telling me Midco has gone off the air too,
Oh,
which
they
is,
are. Oh, that's an outstate one too that you see a lot. So,
yeah, people,
and
some
then
folks
those
will, yeah.
poor people in Iowa who you know who get the MLB package and
Can't get
they still
anybody.
got the idiotic MLB package where you can't watch the local team. That is
Right.
the dumbest thing of all time. But
Right.
I don't know. It's baseball. I blame the Twins, obviously, but I also blame Major League Baseball for not being ready for this. And you
Yeah.
know, the speed up rules were great, but since then they've screwed up everything, and they've gotten no. They got outsmarted once again on their, you know, okay, we're going to discourage huge spending by you know, putting a super cap on where they have to donate more
Right.
money. And then the agents and everybody else are too smart for them and defer the money. And
Right.
so they, you know, the Dodgers aren't paying nearly the excess. Rate that they should be paying with having signed the two Japanese guys.
Right. Yeah,
Anyway.
it's yeah, the TV stuff's a mess. And I think the point I made the other day when I had Phil Miller on was, it's, you know, now you're cutting down to the bone with the people who have stuck with cable all
Yes.
this time, right? Like, these are the people who thought they were kind of bulletproof, that thought, okay, as bad as it can get, look at all you guys who ditched this for streaming. We're over here, we still got this. And now you're
Yeah.
alienating the core, the people who have been watching these teams for decades now. And that's the big problem. You're not just making the cord cutters mad and saying, oh, you can't get the teams at the cheaper price anymore. You're alienating the older core fan base that's watched this team for decades.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I can tell you that without getting into details, there's nobody more upset with this than Corey Provis, who
Oh,
gave
I'm
up the
sure.
radio to go on TV. I was riding in the elevator with him after the game the other day, and he's depressed, I would say, for having made the switch. And we're lucky to have him, but a lot less people are able to listen to him and watch him in action than were before. And he's a really good.
Yeah.
A good play-by-play guy and a tradition of the Twins' previous great ones.
Royal Credit Union's smart checking accounts offer no monthly fees and no minimum balance. Enjoy financial freedom when you open your Royal Credit Union smart checking account online at rcu.org/gochecking. Insured by NCUA.
Speaking of tradition of Minnesota team, our PWHL team, Patrick, got into the playoffs. They made it,
Stormed
but
into the, I'd say they stormed into the playoffs.
five straight losses
A
after being
five straight loss.
first or second
And
most of the year, right? Then they just kind of hit a
yes,
tailspin here at the
and
end.
five straight regulation losses because
Yes.
they only needed 1 point in overtime to
Right.
switch. But then the Ottawa team choked yesterday, so
Yes.
that got him into the playoffs anyway. That's
Yes.
four out of six, right? Does
Yes.
anybody know how the playoffs work in the
Well,
PWHL?
did you see this, that the top seed gets to pick who they want to play?
Oh,
So
yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
the top
Yeah,
seed can
that
either
would.
play Minnesota
But
or
is
the
it a
third place
best of
team.
three or is it a best of one or what is it? Do we know?
That you've caught me unprepared for. I don't know
Yeah,
exactly how the formatting goes as to it's all
I
branded.
haven't read this.
They don't have nicknames yet. How can we be expected to know the
Yeah,
formats
right.
of the
Yes.
playoffs? Maybe
And
they don't know yet. I don't know.
it must be best of three, isn't it? I
That
mean, it
would
must.
seem
Yeah. I
logical.
mean, at least they can't just be a one game thing, I wouldn't
Yeah,
think, but.
you can't do that in a hockey series. But yeah,
If
those are
I was, you know what I was, if I was one of those teams, you know what I'd do?
what's that?
I would have a public thing and just because it's hockey and you don't want to irritate the other team by saying we want to play
Right.
you know, which is stupid.
Right.
I'd have a like a big box in there with 25 numbers in it and, you know, 13 numbers for each team equally, and
Right.
then reach in it and pull out. And if
Right.
it said three or four, that's the team I'd
Right.
play.
That'd be funny. That'd be good.
Anyway.
And then you're not
And
sending the signal that you think some other team's inferior.
plus, you could have actually the team you wanted to play on every one of those,
You
but
just
you could
rig it.
just pretend like it was just kind of like the NBA lottery used to be when they wanted Patrick Ewing to play
Right,
with
the
the
frozen
Knicks, you
envelope
know?
theory.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, that's yeah, but we're gonna be offended. We're gonna be offended if that whoever won the league picks us. You know, they have no respect for us. Well, they shouldn't. You lost your last
Lost your
five
last
games,
five.
the all-time back into the playoffs in history, for goodness sakes.
Well, there was,
Although
yeah.
the Minneapolis Lakers, the last year they were here, I believe. Back in the days of the eight-team NBA, they were 25-50. I think they played 75 games, and they
Okay.
made the playoffs, and they got through the first round and made it
Really?
to the NBA five, the division final. Yeah, they were 25-50, and then I think they won a best out of three or
How'd they
something
do
like that.
that?
They played each third in the West because there was somebody worse than them, and then they beat somebody, and that was I think that was the last year they were here. I always look back on that though as the difference in newspapering as we wonder about everything now. There was a if you look back now, the rumors were strong that the Lakers were going to LA. I mean, it was pretty well known, but when the Lakers lost their last game, the Lakers said. There's a little box on the front page, just a little box on the front page of the Tribune that says, "Lakers lose finale. Team will move to LA. See sports for details." You know, it
Wow.
was like a 10-graph. It was a 10-graph on byline thing saying
That's amazing.
they're going to Los Angeles officially. Although when the last draft was held, which was a couple of days later, the last they were still Minneapolis in when they were drafting, they were still Minneapolis, and the player they chose was Jerry West.
Wow.
Yeah, so they would have had, you know, Baylor and
Yeah.
Baylor
Whew.
was here 2 years, and they would have had Baylor and West,
Wow.
and you know that when they left here. Ripple had a story on the why did they leave in Curious Minnesota, that thing they
Yeah.
were
Oh,
on
yeah. I
on
saw that. Yeah.
Sundays. Yeah, Ripple had a longer version of that story. But I think I looked it up. In their first 51 years in Los Angeles, they went to the finals 25
That's
times.
amazing.
I think that was, you know,
That
I mean,
seems right. Yeah.
it was such a it was a really small league, of course,
Yeah.
in the early years. But then, as the league got growing, they still ended up going to the championship series for every other year for a half a century.
You're absolutely right too. While we were talking, I was looking it up. They had that 1959-60 season, 25-50, made the playoffs. They got better as the year went on. They won four of their last six, so they weren't quite like our PWHL squad. But you're right. They beat the Pistons easily in a best of three. They won both those games, and they were up 3-2
Yes,
in the in the
Hawks,
next series,
right?
Against St. Louis.
St. Louis Hawks with Bob Pettit. Yeah.
They got beat pretty bad in the last two games, and that was all
you
she
know
wrote. But...
You know that the Hawks went from Milwaukee to St. Louis to Atlanta. They were boom, boom, those teams.
Jeez.
And they might have been in some little smaller town before they went to Milwaukee, Kenosha,
Wow.
or someplace, you know. It is amazing when you look back at the grassroots of pro
Oh,
basketball.
teams just used to move all the time.
They had teams in Anderson, Illinois. I mean, Anderson, Indiana, and places like that. So,
Well,
but people ask me why I'm still working.
Yeah.
3 days ago, without looking it up, when I decided I was going to write about 1980 Twins, I said, I do believe that John Castino won the Triple Crown with that team, batting with 13 home runs, 64 RBIs, and a 301 batting average. The batting average was 302. Beyond that, I remembered it, which means my mind still works.
Yes.
When I'm in sports, when I leave the house, I forget my cell phone.
Right.
Then I forget my keys. Then I forget my wallet. Then I forget whether I'm backing up or driving forward. But when I'm thinking about sports, I still have a memory. And I just told you they were 25 and 50.
You nailed it. You were absolutely right. And when I started talking about who they lost to in the playoffs, you knew exactly who I was talking about. Yeah, it's amazing sports. You know, obviously, I don't have as much history as you do with it, but there's weird things that it'll just dredge up in my memory too. Like, why do I remember this about the Atlanta Braves from 1988? Why do I remember this and that? It's amazing. It's an amazing thing, Patrick.
Yes, sir.